Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. Okay, so today they told Crew Pack members to check their lockers because the bonus item came out today, and it is a loading screen called a Parallel Universe. Called to a Strange New World. Okay, so in this loading screen, you see the Cuddle team leader being rifted through into this other world, a location that is not like one that we have seen in Fortnite before. I mean, sort of, it kind of looks like the futuristic world that we had in the past, so... But this one is definitely not the same. So it makes me interested to know what is going on with this. You know, what is there going to be? Is this, you know, a clue for the lore ahead of time? Or is this going to be some sort of LTM where you're transported into Parallel Universe and everybody's a bear character? I could see that happening. I have no idea. But this does have me very interested to know why they put out this loading screen and why it was a bonus item. I feel like it has to tie in with the game somehow at some point. Like I said, either whether it's a LTM or it's some sort of future location that we're going to get in the future. But there's that. There's the Parallel Universe. And then they also had this to say on social media. It looks like curiosity sure got the best of this cat. What kind of trouble is our pal Meowsles getting into now? To be continued. And let's go ahead and take a look at this if you're watching on YouTube. And it looks like... So it's a couple of panels, cartoon panels of Meowsles. In the first panel, he has found a can with a fish in it. He takes the fish out and eats it in the second panel. And then in the third panel, he is being taken over by some sort of goo. Okay, like that black goo. I'm trying to think of what that character... There's a character... that wears like a gas mask and a black suit and has a scythe that's also made of black goo. I don't know why I can never remember characters' names when I try to, you know. But, yeah, it looks like it's that sort of weird goo substance that is, like, consuming over his body. So we're just going to have to find out what this means because they said to be continued. And I noticed the shape of the panel. It looks like a old school movie ticket, right? So it makes me also wonder, you know, is this going to be some sort of cinematic that they introduce in the future as well? Is that, you know, supposed to be a clue because of the shape of this this cartoon is in the shape of like a old school movie ticket. So yeah, there you go. So another cool thing to be looking forward to and just to, you know, keep us in wonder of what's going on with this season's lore or what's going on in the background with these characters. Okay, let's see here. That's all I really have for you for news today. So we can go ahead and take a look at what we have in the LTMs. We have Knockout, Air Raid Duos, Wild West Squads, the Advanced Red versus Blue, Shadow versus Ghost, and Fortnite Fashion Show. Battle Lab is here back as well. That was back yesterday. I forgot to mention it. But yeah, if you're excited to have Battle Lab back, boom, there it is. Okay, let's go ahead and talk about a challenge tip. The next one is mark weapons of different rarity. And, you know, this one is very simple. Just whenever you come across any weapon of any rarity, mark it until you have all 7 of them done. Now, it's going to be harder because, again, you're going to need the common, uncommon, rare, epic, legendary, and then the other two is going to be the exotic and the mythical. Okay, so there's a couple places that you can go to get the exotic, right? Like you can go to Rebirth Raven, that is just a little bit northwest of Sweaty Sands in a house here. and get the exotic bow. But that exotic bow is like 500. You know, you can get another exotic item from Slurpee Swamp at from one of the Joneses, but that does not work. I guess it's not considered a weapon because I tried. That was the first one I tried, and when I marked that one, it didn't work. You know, maybe it just didn't. It was a glitch, and it didn't work for me that match. But yeah, that one didn't work. But another place to go, and Dusky mentioned this in the Discord, and it really is a great place to go, is of course the ski lodge that is south of Misty Meadows. Up on that hill, go to that ski lodge. Again, there's a character in there, the power cord character that you can talk to inside the ski lodge that you can get a few hundred gold from really fast, and then buy an exotic pistol from her, and it's only like 200, so less than half of what you would have to pay for if you got the exotic bow, and then you can mark that. So that one will be probably the best bet to get, because it's cheap on gold, and you're going to be able to get the amount of gold you need within a couple of seconds of landing there. And then, of course, Mythical, the only place to go right now is the Spire. And, of course, to get this done right now, you have to beat Raz, which is really hard. The other thing you could do is kind of hang out in the area and wait for somebody else to beat Raz and then mark it before they pick it up. Or if another player picks it up before you get a chance to mark it, then eliminate that player and then mark that Mythical weapon. But that's the only place you're going to be able to go to get the Mythical is the Spire right now and defeating Raz. Okay, that's your challenge tip. Let's go ahead and take a look at what's in the item shop today. We have, the Knights of the Food Court was added in today. Limited time, 2,600 V-Bucks, and this is going to get you the Sir Burger outfit, the the Spatulady of the Lake's favored knight. Okay, and this is a Durburger knight. You have the beef steel blade back bling. The condiments of its victims still cling to its blade, and it is a sword through a burger and some pickles at the end of it. We have the Durburgian battle spatch harvesting tool, where the griddle hits the sizzle, and it's a sword with a big spatula at the end. We have Zarya the Cruel outfit, a heart blacker than olives and a spirit saltier than sardines. This is a tomato head knight, and yeah, he looks like an evil knight. He's got the black armor on. So, and he's got red eyes and an evil grin, so he's looking like he's an evil character. The Zarian Mantle Back Bling, may your cheese be melty, may your crust never yield. We have the Zarian Slicer's Harvesting Tool, life's crusty, slice hard, and that is, of course, just pizza slicers. We have Pico de Galliant outfit. Seeker of the Guacamole Grail, and this is the Taco Knight outfit. pretty neat. You also have the Buckler Supreme Back Bling. Skimpeth Not on the Sour Cream, and this looks like a plate of nachos that hasn't had all the fixings put on it yet. We have the Chunky Salsax Harvesting Tool. Legend says it once belonged to Tortilla the Hun, and it's a big battle axe. At the end of it are, I just now noticed that the handle is a big churro, and then the end is two tacos with blades sticking out of them, and then you get a loading screen combo meal, loading screen order together, they stand as one. Okay, so, pretty cool there. That's 2,600 V-Bucks is what you get this bundle for. And you can't get these ones separately, it looks like. You just get the bundle and you get all that. The Batman Zero bundle is still here. I went ahead and got that because I put in the code for the comic, and you got the Batman Zero Wing glider with the comic book code, and that brought this bundle down to 900 V-Bucks total, so I could not pass up on that at all. Once I, you know, I was thinking I was going to pass on this, but once the comic book code already included the glider for free, and then so you could it made it so that the bundle only cost 900 total, where you got everything else, the outfit, the back bling, the pickaxe, and the loading screen as well for only 900. I had to get it. Now, oh my goodness, a lot of my other favorites are in here today. We have the Munitions Expert in here for 1,200. I absolutely love this one. This is another one I used to wear a lot. This is one of my main ones from way back in the day. The Survival Specialist outfit is in here. This is one I've always loved. And then, is this new? Yeah, we have a new one. BZ Does It Wrap. And it is a... wrap that makes it look like a honeycomb with bees flying through it. That's pretty cool. 500 V-Bucks. We have the Primo Moves emote for 500. The Blue Camo Wrap for 300. The Burpee emote for 200. Let's see here. Oh, yes! This is one that, you know, is very fitting for what's going on right now. Diamond Hands outfit with the Gains backbling for 1,200. I'm definitely Diamond Hands in real life right now. I'm not letting go. Let's see here. What else we have? We have Birdie outfit for 800. We have the Driver Harvesting Tool for 500. We have the Grimoire outfit and the Hollow Skull backbling for 1,500. The Forsaken Strike Harvesting Tool for 800. The Deadfire outfit with the Shackled Stone backbling for 2,000. The Dark Shard Harvesting Tool for 1,200. And that looks like everything today. So you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Okay, so actually today is going to be another day where I don't have a tip for you because busy day at work, and I actually am taking a family member to the airport early in the morning, so I actually need to be up in just a few hours from now, basically, so I need to get to bed so I can get some rest before having to do that and then having work after that tomorrow. So the rest of the weekend, though, we're going to get back to the tips. So for now, make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. It's Mike Daddy Mikey Games on all of those. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.